Hey, welcome everyone. We're coming calling to order our regular meeting of December 2nd, 2025. Madam Clerk, may I have roll call, please? Present.
Sandra Hernandez.
Here.
Israel Cobos.
Here.
Jennifer Chen.
Here.
And Michelle Quiroz, here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Put your hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, now on to our general functions. Item number one, acknowledge the appointment of Ms. Elke Tapia to the Personnel Commission as the union appointee for a term from December 1st, 2025 to November 30th, 2028. Now we will administer the oath of office. Mr. Cobles?
Yes, thank you very much, Commissioner Say. I'd like to ask Ms. Tapia to join me up here in the front, please. Yes, thank you very much, Commissioner Say. So every year, every December, we administer the resolution of the Personnel Commissioner's Code of Professional Conduct. And so this is something that the commissioners will adhere to in their role in this position as commissioner. And so as a reminder, that's why we will recite it every December. So I do end up reading all of this, so I ask that you bear with me on this because it is quite long, but I'm going to go ahead and read it the best I can and get through it as quickly as I can. So here we go. This is the Commissioner's Code of Conduct. Whereas the Personnel Commission shall base all actions and decisions on merit, fairness, and efficiency regardless of outside influence, and whereas commissioners shall publicly champion and vocally encourage others to embrace the principles of merit in all decisions and actions related to human resources management, and whereas commissioners shall act and vote independently and objectively, regardless of their source of appointment, and whereas although commissioners should routinely meet with the Board of Education and employee representatives to discuss general human resources concerns, commissioners shall direct individuals who privately contact them about specific commission issues to the personnel director and then the full commission. And whereas the commission is to provide counsel and direction to the director at the policy level rather than become involved in the day-to-day operations of the staff. And whereas commissioners understand and recognize that the power and decision-making authority over the personnel commission and its staff or over actions that impact the classified service lies only with the full commission and not with an individual opinion or one commissioner. And whereas commission members are expected to attend and participate in all commission meetings and become fully informed of the issues being considered at those meetings. And whereas commission members receive expressions of concern regarding issues that impact the classified service, should share that information with the entire commission. And whereas commission members should avail themselves of opportunities to inform and educate themselves about current human resources practices and employment law by individual study and or through participation in programs providing related information. And whereas the commission shall encourage regular and impartial performance evaluations of all classified employees. And whereas the commission shall encourage training programs for all classified employees. And whereas the commission shall ensure a continuous review of positions in the classified service and recognize that classification descriptions are based on assigned duties, not attributes of individual incumbents. And whereas commissioners shall not publicly engage in personal attacks on commission staff or attempt to discipline any employee other than the director of their staff. And whereas commission members shall recognize that the chair of the commission is the official voice of the personnel commission, and that members have the responsibility when meeting privately with others to differentiate their views from those of the commission as a whole. And whereas commissioners shall respect the confidentiality of all privileged information, including that discussed in closed session. And commissioners, whereas commissioners shall comply with the accepted rules of order and the Brown Act in the conduct of their meetings, and shall enforce the accepted rules of order for attendees at their meetings. And whereas commissioners shall support and ensure that all candidates for classified employment are provided with equal employment opportunity, and that selection procedures are based on merit and fitness. And whereas the commission shall recognize the value of diversity in the workplace and encourage recruitment outreach to members of underrepresented groups. And whereas the commission shall adjudicate disciplinary and examination appeals on the basis of relevant substantial evidence and not on personal, prejudicial, or extraneous information, feelings, or beliefs. And whereas the commission shall abide by provisions of the California State Education Code and federal, state, and local legislation and regulations. The last sentence is where the commissioner would then agree. So it's a final statement that therefore be it resolved that the commissioner's name goes there. Personnel commissioner agreed to support this code of conduct, and each commissioner, if they agree, would go ahead and sign this document. So thank you very much, Commissioner Say.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cobos. Now on to item number four, election of officers of the Personnel Commission for the term of December 1st, 2025 to November 30th of 2026. I now open the item for the election of the chair discussion.
I'd like to motion that Commissioner Andrew Say be the chair for this next year. We would need a second.
So motion has been made and seconded. Do I all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Just
okay, so we have ayes from both commissioners?
Aye, yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Okay, now on to the nomination of the Office of Election of the Vice Chair. Now I open the floor for nominations. I nominate Commissioner Sandra Hernandez.
I second.
Great. So we have a motion and a second. Let's vote. Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Item number five, approve the agenda as submitted or amended. Do I have a motion?
I move to amend the agenda for this evening and remove the closed session.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so the agenda has been amended, removing closed session. Those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, item number six, approve minutes of the regular meeting of November 4th of 2025.
Okay, so moved.
Okay, I second. Okay, let's take a vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So So we have two ayes and one abstention. Okay, next item, director's report, Mr. Cobos.
Thank you, Commissioner Say. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving break and holiday. Also would like to again extend my congratulations to Ms. Elke Tapia for being taking her oath of office and being our newest commissioner. Congratulations and welcome. Since our last meeting, we had three recruitments that were completed, and you'll see those in the director's report. We currently have a long list of recruitments that we're currently working on. So it's right in that 10 to 12 range. We also have a list of recruitments that are upcoming. As of the date of when this report was produced, there sometimes will be slight differences. So some of the upcoming recruitments, we sometimes will have started those recruitments since the time that we produced this report, which was about a week ago. Some of the other comments I did want to share with respect to other activities since our last meeting. We do have a couple of recruitment events that are coming up, one of which is for child development technician, which is going to be happening this Friday. We also have next week a recruitment event for the instructional aid 1 special education positions, as well as instructional aid 2 special education positions. Those recruitment events, that recruitment event will be conducted on December 9th and 10th, which is next week. It will be a busy week for us, as we also have on Monday our new employee orientation. That's going to be on Monday, December 8th. I did want to also report that the commission hosted a CalPERS planning a retirement session. This took place the week before Thanksgiving on November 19th. We had about 15 folks that came to participate. And that session was led by a CalPERS representative. So we'll continue to offer those sessions periodically. And also, we just want to remind folks, and we do this also in the invite as well, is when we do have people who cannot attend these in-person CalPERS sessions, the CalPERS website does a great job of providing additional training opportunities, either virtual or in person at various locations throughout the county, LA County or Orange County. So we have that as well. With that, I just would like to wish everyone a happy holidays, and that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cobos. Now on to item number 8, oral communications. The Brown Act Government Code states that Personnel Commission members may not engage in a discussion of issues raised during public comments, except to ask clarifying questions, make a brief announcement, make a brief report on his or her own activity, or to refer the matter to staff. Now open to open communications. First group, CSCA. Welcome, Ms. Cardera.
Thank you. Margaret Caldera, CSCA, Chapter 115, Chapter President. I first want to say thank you so much, Ms. Tapia, for your interest in serving as a personnel commissioner. We sincerely appreciate your willingness to contribute your time and dedication to supporting our classified employees and the Hacienda La Puente community. Your commitment to public service is truly valued. We would also like to extend a special thank you to the commissioners Hernandez and Say for their continued service and leadership. We look forward to a strong and collaborative governing body as we move forward. So thank you, everyone, and enjoy your holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Caldera. SCIU.
Good evening. My name is Joyce Garcia, SCIU Co-Chief Steward. I also like to welcome the new commissioner. Looking forward to working with you this coming year, and welcome back the two, Mr. Hernandez, Mr. Sue. Looking forward to this year, and have a happy holidays. Thank you.
Very much. Administration.
Good afternoon. Joseph Cepeda, Director of Human Resources. We would like to welcome you, Ms. Tapia. Thank you for your dedication to our district, our community. Public service is a big responsibility, and for you to be able to take on that responsibility is truly admirable. So we're excited to be able to work with you as a district, And Mr. Say, thank you. Congratulations on your new appointment. We're excited about this. And we got three more weeks. We continue to push hard with working hand in hand with PC. We're excited about our new hires. And happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, any members of the audience online about to speak? Great. Well, at this time, I'll close oral communications and move on to the second half of our meeting, selection process. Item number one is to receive test plan information. No actions required on this item. Item number two, to receive provisional assignment working out of class reports. No action required on this item. Item number three, approve ratification of the following eligibility list. Bus driver list 1302-0822. Employment developer list 1418-0825. Police officer list number 1105-0925. Do I have a motion?
I motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, please have a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Item number four, ratify removal of the following eligibles in accordance with Personnel Commission Rule 6.1.11. Child Development Technician List 0206-0825 Merged Eligible 5641. Instructional Aid Classroom List Number 0211-0625. Eligibles are 0579-5105. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, can we have a vote? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, item number five, ratify the 3-month extension of the following eligibility list per PC Rule 6.1.5. Office Assistant, list number 0344. 0524 merged. Previous expiration date was December 9th, 2025. The new expiration date is March 9th, 2026. Site Supervision Aid, list number 0270-0125. Previous expiration date, November 25th, 2025. New expiration date, February 25th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
I motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I just have a question. The extension due to, for what reason?
This particular case, in both cases, the lists still have quite a few eligibles remaining on the list. So it's in our best interest to extend it in order to provide opportunity to fill any vacancies that may arise. This will be the last time that these two lists will be presented for extension, as we do not want to continue to extend them too long. Otherwise, they become stale with, folks not being interested in those kinds of things. So this will be the last time they'll be presented for extension.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion and a second. And can we have a vote?
Aye.
Okay, aye. So motion carries. Now we're on to the third portion of our meeting, which is the classification and salary. Item number one is to approve revised class description of Executive Director of Facilities to comply with Education Code 45109. Do I have a motion for this item?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, can we have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay, fourth portion of our meeting, rules and regulations. Item number one, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 1.2 definitions.
Motion.
It's been motioned.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. May I have a vote, please?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we take a vote, Mr. Cobles.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. So just very quickly, I just wanted to make note that on the first six rules that are listed for second readings, there have been no changes since the first reading to the second reading. So I just wanted to make that clear. I won't read through all of them, but I just wanted to make that note. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cobles. So the item has been motioned and seconded. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number two, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 2.1.1, Terms of Office and General Selection Procedures. Okay, so open for motion.
Motion.
I'll second.
Okay, and any discussion? Seeing none, let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number three, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 4.1.2, General Qualifications of Applicants. I have a motion, please.
So moved.
I second. Okay, any discussion? Okay, seeing none, let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Okay, item number four, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 7.1.3, Discrimination Prohibited.
So moved.
Okay. And
second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I'm seeing like puzzled faces. Do you want us to explain, at least from the ones that are left, what the rule changes were? I shouldn't be asking. I should just ask. Maybe, please. Thank you.
Sure, happy to do that. So this explanation will be valid for the following rules. This will be valid for the Commission Rules 2.1.1, 4.1.2, 7.1.3, which I believe is the one we're on right now, as well as 9.3.2. So all of four of these rules are included on the same report and reflect legislation tied to SB 1137, where the concept of intersectionality in California civil rights laws is more clearly defined. And so in each one of these sections in our rules, we then went ahead to include a kind of broader description of intersectionality and with respect to discrimination, define that so that it's in alignment with the law. So all four of these are in alignment with SB 1137 changes. And then I will comment quickly on the very first rule we went through. As in conjunction with these four rule changes, part of our kind of assistance with making these changes was to include definitions in section 1.2. Those definitions are specific to genetic information and also with the definition of intersectionality. So all of those, all these rules will touch on those two definitions, which was what was changed in Personnel Commission Rule 1.2. So hopefully that clarifies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion's been moved by Commissioner Tapia and seconded by Commissioner Hernandez. Can we have a vote on that item, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, aye. Motion carries. Item number five, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 9.3.2, Completion of Initial Probation. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this item? Okay, seeing none, can we take a vote, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Item number six, second reading and approval of Personnel Commission Rule 2.8.4, Consent for Legal Representation. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And Mr. Cobles would like to make a comment.
Sure. So because this rule wasn't talked about previously in that last explanation, I did want to comment that this is a brand new rule as opposed to a modification of an existing rule. And so this rule simply states that the commission may call for a special meeting before committing to legal representation. So this just ensures that the commissioners have an opportunity to be heard and to discuss that matter of whether or not to seek legal representation and what that would all entail. So this rule was put in there to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cobles. So the motion has been moved and seconded. Can we take a vote, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, and finally, we have item number 7, first reading of Personnel Commission Rule 6.1.13, notification to eligible of removal from list. And this item has no action required. Next. Yes, please, Mr. Cobles.
Yeah, so since this one is a first reading, I thought it would be good just to make a couple comments on this one. So this particular rule, it is a first reading, so it's not up for vote, but it is specific to notification to an eligible who has been removed from a list. So there was some language in here that we wanted to address in order to just be consistent with the verbiage. So, for example, working days versus business days. So that's kind of a simple one there. Also being clear on who the appeal goes to and so forth. That did not change. It's just kind of clarifying the language and the title of the person who sits in the custodian of record position. And then just adding some days or some deadlines toward the end there with the respect to the time frame that the district or the custodian of record has to respond back to the eligible who's seeking the appeal. So previous, there was no deadline. So that deadline of 10 business days has been included in here, as well as those other deadlines that you see there. So just wanted to make that clear that that's what's happening with this particular rule change. I did also want to make note that it was pointed out to us, and when we shared this rule change with CSCA and SCIU, a question was brought up by CSCA about the education code here that's referenced. That's education code 44830.1. So I did want to make note that in the second reading, we will be removing the reference to that education code as it pertains to certificated employees and is not relevant to classified employees and to this specific rule. That particular ed code had been there just from the past and probably been sitting there for a long time. So we will be making that correction and removing that reference in the second reading. So I want to thank CSCA for pointing that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cobles. Now, under Section 5, there are no charges and hearings. Section 6, under other items, there are no other items. Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? No action required. Okay. Now, on to commissioner's comments. I'd like to give Commissioner Tapia the honor of going first.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to begin by just expressing my sincere gratitude to the CC and entrusting me with the responsibility of serving as personnel commissioner for the district. The appointment is truly an honor for me, and I'm deeply appreciative of the confidence you have placed in me. Our classified employees are the backbone of the schools, and every day you ensure that the students are supported, the campuses are safe, and the district runs smoothly. And to be given this opportunity to serve you and those who serve our students and community so faithfully is both humbling and meaningful to me. As a personnel commissioner, I am committed to upholding the principles of the merit system with integrity, transparency, and fairness. And I understand how vital it is that every employee and every candidate be treated equitably and that our processes reflect the highest standards of professionalism. I take that responsibility seriously, and you have my word that I will approach every decision with thoughtfulness, impartiality, and respect for the rules and values that guide the system. I look forward to working collaboratively with the stakeholders across the district, my fellow commissioners, and with the goal of supporting, the classified professionals and ensuring that the merit system continues to function as it was intended to protect that fairness, promote opportunity, and strengthen the public service. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Commissioner Tapia. Welcome again. Vice Chair Hernandez.
Well, welcome, Ms. Tapia, and it's obviously evident as to why you were their choice. I look forward to working with you and listening to you bringing the perspectives and the issues that affect all of our classified employees. As you said, they are the backbone and the reason why we are all here. And so ultimately our children, right, get the best learning experience. So that being said, congratulations again, and I look forward to our next years together.
Great. Thank you, Vice Chair Hernandez. So I just want to wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving holidays. And also, we just want to, again, thank our classified employees for just working so hard day in, day out to make sure that our students have a safe and clean environment to learn and to grow. And even with the weather being cold, and they're still out there working. So we just want to say your hard work is much appreciated. So I just wish everyone a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Thank you. Now, let's see. Now we're on to the item number four. We get to adjourn the meeting. Well, actually, we're not adjourning. There's no closed section. So if I get to adjourn the meeting to our next meeting on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. I'm adjourned this meeting at 5:01. Leave it in there.
Yes.
Leave it in there.
Just to make sure.
Okay.
And Charlie, get home. I know.